You may not think of John the Baptist as someone who would teach you a lot about music, but in just a moment you'll learn the story of how a song about him influenced the notes of our musical scale. The interesting story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Utque ant laxis, resonare fibris, mira gestorum, famuli tuorum.
Father Paul Turner is singing a hymn composed in the 700s, a hymn in honor of the birth of John the Baptist, celebrated on June 24th. It may have been just another hymn until a man named Guido of Arezzo took a closer look at the composition about 300 years later.
So he took the Latin syllable for each of the lines of the hymn and assigned them to that note of the scale to help people remember how to sing a scale.
When you listen to Turner sing the hymn and emphasize the first words of each line, you begin to hear something very familiar to us today.
Resonare fibris, mira gestorum, famuli tuorum, solve polluti.
So each phrase begins on the next higher note of the scale.
What resulted is something we learned in elementary music.
What Guido of Arezzo did was he took those notes and he just took the first one and gave it the name of that Latin syllable, ut, re, mi, fa, so, and named the notes of the scale for that. Eventually, somebody changed ut to do and added on T, and then you've got your scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, all happened because of a hymn to John the Baptist.
Who knew the roots behind Julie Andrews' lyrics and the sound of music went back so many centuries?
Julie Andrews would never have become famous if it weren't for the birth of John the Baptist.
Traveling the Countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.